providence of God is incredible. It's wonderful. It's glorious. And it surpasses anything and everything and everyone else. So in these times of difficulty, our Lord, through the Holy Spirit, through the quill of St. Peter, or perhaps his secretary, St. John Mark, gives us this beautiful epistle that we have just heard. And it's very appropriate for the times in which we live. And it's something that we need to pay attention to and try to put into practice. Very, very difficult. But we can see those who do not, who are always threatening with anger and evil and punishment those who seek the truth and who do the truth. And the events of the last few days and the last few weeks are very, very telling. When our Lord died on Good Friday, the apostles and disciples thought, it's over. Look at this. We expected him to be the Messiah, the King of the universe, the Lord of Lords. And now he's dead, and he's buried, and he's gone. That's what happens to those who have very short vision. Of course, we see on the first Easter evening, St. Luke, the evangelist, the beloved physician, and St. John, St. Joseph of Cleophas, also known as Alpheus, the husband of St. Mary of Cleophas, and father of several of the apostles and disciples, including St. John Mark. He appears to them on the way to the village of Emmaus. And he says to them that which he says to you and me today too. You of little faith. Because God has everything in his hands. And of course it seems like it's all lost. It's all over. It's finished. And we've seen this before. And we've seen the victory of God. And all of this reminds me, after I heard some boastful hierarch just a few days ago making a snide remark about the magnificent pilgrimage in France from Notre Dame de Paris to Notre Dame de Chartres. Went over 25, 27, 30,000 young men and women, along with many young priests and seminarians, along with Cardinal Mueller and others, went on pilgrimage for 3 days, praying and singing and praising God. And this one hierarch from the Vatican, who obviously did not read the Epistle of St. Peter today, I don't think any of them have, he makes mockery of them when he was told how many there were. Instead of saying, oh wow, we need to listen to these people. No, he says, what is 27,000 or 30,000 compared to the rest of the church? Now, if you go to the rest of the church, most churches, not all, are basically empty. And it reminds me of an episode in the Old Testament. We have the young shepherd, David, the skinny, red-haired shepherd. And you know, when people tell you that Jesus was dark and with dark hair, don't believe it. His ancestor, David, had red hair and ruddy cheeks. It's in the Bible that they swear by. We don't swear by that. We don't swear by anything. And so Goliath, the proud, evil Goliath, yells and screams and rants and raves. What is that little piddly red-haired kid going to do to me? What is 27,000 compared to the rest of the church? Do you not see? And just a few minutes later, the skinny little redhead took his slingshot And Goliath, with a big thud, fell, and that little piddly redhead cut his head off. Such as we will, the hydra that is attacking the church, that is attacking the liturgy, that is attacking the faith. We may be piddly, red-headed shepherds, skinny little runts, but we are not going to be defeated. The work of God cannot be defeated by Satan. In all the prayers, even of today's Mass, it reminds us of this. And it reminds us of how we are to react. Not like they react, the Pharisees and scribes, but with the meekness of Christ, the Lord, who has given us the example on Calvary and on the cross, where he gave us the church, where he gave us his most holy mother. And then he tells us, again in the gospel, unless your justice, that is your goodness, abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's very simple. He's basically saying, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you will go to hell. Does not anybody understand? Does anyone hear? Of course, instead we hear that certain psalms are not to be prayed by Christians. Excuse me, since when does one man have more power than the Holy Spirit? The Bible, the scriptures, the psalms, everything there is written by the Holy Spirit through the quills of the prophets, including King David. And we are not to pray them because they are not worthy of us? Did not Jesus pray the Hallel Psalms at the Last Supper? Did he not process? There was a procession after the Last Supper to the Garden of Gethsemane. Did he not quote the scriptures at Gethsemane in the Passion and on the cross? All of it. And we are not to use the Psalms. They're not worthy of us as Christians. Well, I may be a Christian, but I am above all a Roman Catholic. I remember my mother used to be indignant when somebody said to her, I'm a Christian. And she would say, what do you think that means? She was also not as nice as she should have been, but she gave him the 2x4. I get it from her. My father was very meek and mild until you got him mad. And then, God help you, run. But are we not Christians? Are we not Catholics? The same, it's synonymous. Synonymous. And so our Lord is telling you and me to trust in his providence. He shall win. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. And the Queen of the Universe, Mary Most Holy, shall crush the head of the serpent. And we will be there with her. Deo gratias. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.